Hi, and welcome to the Words of Encouragement podcast, a podcast of love, hope, inspiration, and encouragement using the Word of God for people from all walks of life. And of course, I'm your host, Arlena. Welcome, everyone, and thank you once again for joining me on another episode of the Words of Encouragement podcast. I do hope and pray that each and every one of you are in the best of health, best of strength, and most importantly, in the best of spirits. And as always, before beginning, I'd like to start by giving all honor, all praises, and all glory to Father God Almighty, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, because without them, I am nothing. We are nothing, but because of Christ Jesus, I can do all things through Him. We can do all things through Him who strengthens us. Praise God Almighty, including this podcast, as well as this podcast episode, as well as this podcast series. I'd also real quickly like to take some time out to say thank you to each and every one of you who have listened, whether that's by hitting play or simply download. God bless. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, where I am at, the temperature is currently 64 degrees, and it's currently in the evening. The time now is currently 10:07 p.m., and I am currently sipping on a room temperature leftover cup of hibiscus tea that I had earlier for dinner with some nice Caribbean baked Johnny cakes. So I kind of left some a little over so that I would have to do my podcast. So there we go. So that's what's in my cup with all the usuals. I hope that you were able to get a chance to listen to the first two episodes of this series. If not, I'll go ahead and I'll leave you a link in the description box. Also, something that I didn't even remember that the Holy Spirit brought to my mind. I will also go ahead and leave some links in the description box also for some past episodes. One that I did, I believe, in 2020, where I featured my former pastor, where we had him on, where we were discussing as far as Easter. And I will also go ahead and link that, as well as the one that I did, I believe, in 2022, I think, or who knows, at this point, time just keeps rolling by. So yes. So the name and title of today's episode is, or this evening's episode is, Jesus's preparation for ministry. And this is part three of the Jesus of Nazareth, the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ series. This is episode number 147. So sit back, relax, grab yourself your favorite hot or ice cold beverage, and then join me back here in a few minutes and we will get started. So I will see you in a few. Are you looking to spice up your quiet time Bible time with the Lord? Well, guess what? I might just have the right thing to help you. There is nothing better than being able to spend quality and intimate time with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and in His Word. For many of us, this may look different from day to day. check out my 20-piece digital Quiet Time Bible Study Bundle. It comes with 6 topical scripture writing plans to encourage and uplift you, as well as to help you get into the Word of God. So if you're ready to dig deeper, or simply ready to give your Bible study a boost, check out my 20-piece Quiet Time Bible Study Bundle and other digital Bible study resources at Jehira Print Shop. The link will be featured in the description box. And as always, I'd like to take the time out to say thank you to each and every one of you. I do hope and pray that you will be blessed. You are listening to the Words of Encouragement podcast with yours truly, Arlena. Stay tuned. Welcome back. I hope that you were able to grab yourself something real quickly. And once again, if you're just joining me, the name and title of today's episode is Jesus's Preparation for Ministry. And this is part 3 from the Life, Death, and Resurrection series of Jesus Christ. This, once again, this is part 3. This is episode number 147. Now, I did not get a chance to type up my notes, unfortunately, because it was a lot. It's quite a bit. So the time it was going to take me to type it up, I wouldn't be able to move ahead as I would like to with this series is concerned. So I had to we're just going to wing it. So yeah. So basically today's episode will be featuring actually Matthew 3, starting from verse 1 to Matthew 4, I believe it's verse 11. Yeah, verse 11. Also will be included is Mark 1 verses 1 to 13, as well as Luke 3 verses 1 to 23, as well as Luke 4 verse 1 to 13. So yes. So let's get into it, because yeah, it's quite a bit to get into. So let's just jump on in. Don't need to waste any more time. And basically, this is around 29 AD. Now, during this time, John the Baptist was busy with his God-given ministry, which was preaching, evangelizing, and baptizing people in the wilderness of Judea, which was the southern portion of Palestine, lying on the side of the Jordan and the Dead Sea, which distinguished it from Samaria, Galilee, Perea, Idumea. In other words, in a broader sense, it refers to all of Palestine. Now, John's message was simple, and it's very much needed for today. And it simply was, repent. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, John was a very simple man who wore camel's hair as a cloak for his garment. You know, he didn't have any Gucci, no Versace, none of those things, etc. And he wore a leather girdle round about his loins, the Bible tells us, and his food was wild honey and locusts. Now, I know back in the Caribbean, we have many locust trees. And when I was growing up back then, I was being raised there. Oh, goodness, that we normally would call it stinking too. I'm not sure how it tastes, but yeah, it was something that we all stayed far from. And we called it stinking too, because that stinking was for a reason. But anyway, this is what John the Baptist ate. Wild honey and locusts. So there was no caviar, no lobster, no shrimp, nothing. No chicken and dumplings. Nothing. So yeah. So John the Baptist is known, or was known, and probably still is, because the word is very much still active. He was known as one of the voices, or the voice, who was the one that was crying out in the wilderness while he was preparing the way for the entry for none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, at this time, Jesus had not yet started his ministry, so John was busy during this time going about Jerusalem and all of Judea and all of the surrounding regions about the Judea, baptizing people as they would come to him to be baptized. And even the good old Pharisees, as well as the Sadducees, came to John to be baptized. Now, I don't know if that meant that they also came to be baptized. It's what it said in the King James is that they came to John's baptism. So I'm not sure if they came to be baptized or they came, like we said back home, to Maku. In other words, like to see what was going on, you know, minding your business. I'm not sure. And since the Sadducees and the Pharisees are not really the subject, I didn't want to go no deeper into looking to find out exactly if that was what they came for, but I do believe it was. Now, they probably did. And since, like I said before, since this character study is not really about the Sadducees and the Pharisees, even though, trust me, Lord have mercy. But yeah, they're not the focal point. So I didn't go any further as far as to look and find out. But anyway, let's continue. However, I will provide a brief little history on both the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because it's going to be necessary. Why? Because, boy, I'm telling you, you know, these were two groups that, like we sit back home, boy, they gave him some hell. They were actually from hell. Anyway, both groups were two extremely prominent groups in Judaism during the time of Jesus. Now, both groups differed considerably in their beliefs. Now, the Pharisees, they based their beliefs on the law of Moses. However, they also based their beliefs on a large body of oral tradition, according to sources. The Pharisees were a devout and zealous group who were extremely concerned with outward righteousness, but clearly there was none internally. Now, on the other hand, the Sadducees were associated with a priestly caste. Now, this group primarily held to the five books of Moses, and they did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. Need I say more? So, you know exactly what that meant. It clearly means that they did not or would not have also believed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, the Sadducees also did not adhere to all the detailed laws as the Pharisees did. Now, these two groups were formerly enemies, according to sources. However, both groups came together to unite against none other than Jesus Christ, the one whom they both considered to be an enemy. And that was none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I like what John the Baptist said to them in verse 7. So I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. So if you could just give me 1 second so that I can pull that up, we can start reading. Okay, so I will be reading from the New King James Version. Once again, it'll be Matthew 3, reading starting from verse 7 to verse 9. And it reads, "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, 'Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not think to say to yourselves, "We have Abraham as our father." For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones." So that is what John the Baptist said to the brood of vipers, aka the Sadducees, as well as the Pharisees. Now, John told us himself that there was one who would come after him, one who was greater than him, and whose shoes or sandals that he was not even worthy enough to tie or untie, and that he would baptize them with the Holy Spirit, or depending on which translation, it'll say the Holy Ghost. He will. So in other words, Jesus would, like John baptized with water, but he meant to say that when Jesus would come, that Jesus would baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. John the Baptist acknowledged Jesus's greatness. He did not exalt himself in no way, form, or fashion over Jesus. Everything for him was, it was either the Father or the Son. So now I will be reading verse 12. And it reads, "His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." And of course, this is John referring to none other than the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay, so now we move on to Jesus being baptized by none other than John the Baptist. And the Bible tells us that Jesus left Nazareth and went to Galilee. And then from Galilee, he went up to the Jordan, where John, of course, the Baptist, was baptizing people in the wilderness. And he went there because he also, him being Christ, also went to John to be baptized. Now, this just goes to show you that Jesus didn't think he was too good to be baptized by John. Matter of fact, John felt like he wasn't worthy enough to even tie his sandals. But Jesus found him worthy enough to go to him to be baptized. So let's continue. And you know what? It really shows his humility. It really, really does. Kind of reminds me also of the foot washing session. So John the Baptist tried to prevent Jesus from allowing him to baptize him. John was like afraid. I guess he was like, "Who am I to baptize you, the Son of God, the Savior, you know?" And he didn't feel like he was worthy of such an assignment. And listen to what John the Baptist says in verse 14. He says here, I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me? And Jesus' response to John the Baptist in verse 15 was, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." And then he allowed him. Now I'm going to read verse 15 from the New King James Version. And this is what their version says. It's Jesus' response to John in verse 15 was, "Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." I mean, that's just so amazing. Seriously, I'm really enjoying, I am truly enjoying this series on Jesus. I really am. So yes, so let us continue. And of course, the Bible tells us that when John had finished baptizing Jesus, and Jesus came up out of the water, the Bible tells us in verse 16 of Matthew 3 that the heavens opened up over him and that the Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove and alighted or illuminated or lit upon him. Then those who were present, including John the Baptist, heard a voice from heaven which said, and this is the King James Version, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So now we move to Matthew 4, verses 1 to 11, where we will be covering the three temptations of Jesus. You know, I've read this, I can't tell you how many times, but it just hit different this time. It really did. It really did. I'm telling you, it's like every year as you go through, it's just something new always keeps being revealed. And I truly thank God for that. I really do. So yes. So after Jesus had been baptized by John the Baptist, he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Now, during this time, Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And after the fast, Jesus was hungry, because the Bible tells us that. He tells, you know, it's written there. I know I would be too. And it was during this time when the enemy came to him to tempt him. Now, the Bible refers to Satan here in verse 3 as the tempter. Satan came to Jesus and said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." That's the King James Version. Let me see if I can, yes, get this for you in the New King James. And it reads, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." And listen to what Jesus' answer to the adversary or tempter was. He said in verse 4, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." So next, the devil took Jesus up to the city of Jerusalem, and he showed him from the pinnacle, which was the top of the temple. He took him to the top of the temple in Jerusalem. And this is what the devil said to him in verse 6. He said, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge, and their hands, they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Now let me try reading that in the New King James. And this is his response. He says, "Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." So you see, even the devil knows the word. But yet you have a lot of people that are in church and they don't know the word. But he does, because imagine he was quoting the word right back to Jesus. And once again, Jesus answered the devil after his statement, and he said, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And that's the King James Version, and I don't think I need to translate that, because that is as clear as can be. And once again, the devil tries to tempt him, this time by taking him up to an extremely high mountain. And there the tempter showed him all of the kingdoms of the world and the glory of those kingdoms. And this is what Satan said to Jesus once again. He said, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Meaning that if Jesus were to bow down and worship him, that he would give him all these kingdoms, the kingdoms of the world with all their splendor. But you know what? I like how Jesus answered him. Listen to what he had to say. And this is what Jesus answered and said in verse 10. "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve." Now I'm going to also read that real quickly in the New King James Version. And it reads, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Now, this scripture also ties in with Deuteronomy 6, verses 13, which reads, "You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him, and shall take oath in his name." So no one else's name but his name. And then it also says here, "Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shalt swear by his name." So the first one was the King James, and the second one was the New King James translation. And the Bible then tells us that after this, the devil left him. And then the angels of the Lord, the angels of God came and they ministered to him. Notice that the devil tried to entice Jesus by offering all the kingdoms of the world. He came to Jesus at a time when he was very vulnerable. It was right after Jesus had finished a 40-day fast and he was extremely hungry. Kind of reminds me a little bit of, Esau. He was so famished that he sold his birthright for a bowl of beans. Or red stew, I think. It was red stew, lentils, or something or the other. But it was a bowl of beans or something. But he sold away his birthright to Jacob. He said, "I'm so famished." He said, "What use is my birthright if I'm hungry and I'm going to die?" And he sold away his birthright without even realizing it. During our most vulnerable moments, if we are not careful, we can truly fall into temptation. And like Jesus, we are to fight against those temptations with the name which is above every name. And of course, that would be his name. And of course, the word of God. And to do this, we have to truly walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We also have to be in the word of God. You know, we have to be in the presence of God, whether it's through prayer, through fasting. You know, if we got to get into that word, because if we don't, then we will never know what it says and what we would need to do. On our own, apart from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God, we cannot do anything. Apart from Christ, we cannot do anything. Because to get to the Father, we got to go through Jesus. And most importantly, we must have Jesus. And that is where we need to start. So in these two chapters and these passages of Scripture, we see Jesus's humility, we see his deity, and we also see the Father acknowledging his Son, in whom he is well pleased, and who also sits at his right hand at this very moment. We also see the Holy Spirit as it descended. Well, we ain't seen him physically, but, you know, we see him make an appearance as far as in the Scripture, where he descended on Jesus like a dove. And also, as it led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the enemy. We also see Jesus, like any one of us, being tempted. And we see exactly how he handled and how he responded to the situation, which happened to be none other than Satan himself. And that's an extremely powerful example for each and every one of us, including my own self. It, you know, this teaches us as to how we need to respond when we are being tempted and what we are to do when we are faced with temptations. Because yes, Satan comes to tempt, kill, steal, and destroy. Because, you know, that's his language. And we also see where the devil was persistent. That is, until Jesus refused all three of his attempts, while at the very same time shutting down the enemy with the word of God. And then, of course, we saw that finally the devil left him alone and the angel came and ministered to him. So, yeah, so basically that is the end of this episode. This is the third part in the series where this is the this is Jesus before he enters ministry. So you see, before he even entered ministry, he was tested. He was tempted, tested. I mean, he was baptized first. Then he was tempted. I mean, he had to go through a fast. So if you kind of like really look at it, Jesus experienced everything that we have experienced while he was here on the face of this earth. So there are various examples of what he himself, along with others, but we're talking about Jesus right now, because he's the one that we are to look to. Various examples in the Bible of things that he went through that many of us have experienced or might be experiencing. And he is our hope as well as our example and our Lord and Savior as to how we are to respond and how to deal with certain situations. And I know sometimes, like when we're going through certain things, we feel like we're the only one going through it. And then oftentimes, sometimes when I get lost in that kind of thinking, because I'm more thinking about my problem, the Holy Spirit will always remind me. You know, God would remind me through the Spirit, his Holy Spirit, that Jesus went through X, Y, and Z. And I will always come back to my senses. And yes, that's right. Because he clearly tells us, no servant is greater than their master. And he said, if the world hated him, they gonna hate us. And he said, if they received him, then they will receive us. Just like when he was here, whoever received him meant that they received God the Father. Those that did not receive him and rejected him Well, it's just as good as you rejected the Father. The same thing today. If you don't accept Jesus, you cannot have the Father. He's the only way to the Father. There's no other way. And there is no other name that has been given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. So, yeah. So, yes, let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for another day, another week. Most importantly, thank you for this week, because this week is the commemoration of the work that was completed at the cross. Thank you once again for your grace and for your mercy and for your faithfulness. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and the gift of salvation. Thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for your Word and for your angels. Forgive us, Lord, for our sins of omission and commission. Help us also to forgive. Create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us each. Cast us not from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit away from us. In Jesus' name, amen. So that brings us to the conclusion of this episode. Now we have arrived at the quote of the episode. And this episode's quote is, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And that's, of course, by none other than the late John the Baptist. So, yes. So, once again, I'd like to take this time out to say thank you to each and every one of you for joining me on another episode of the Words of Encouragement podcast, as well as another episode of this series. I do hope and pray that this episode, as well as this podcast, as well as this series, has or will be a blessing to you. And if it has, please feel free to share it with others. Also, please feel free to check out my other podcast, which is entitled The Nuggets of Thankfulness Podcast, which is featured on Spreaker.com, iTunes, Podomatic, CastBox, Deezer, Podtail, and everywhere that podcasts can be heard. I look forward to being with you on another episode of the Words of Encouragement podcast. And remember that as long as there's still life, we still have time, if you have not yet, to accept Christ. And if we have already accepted Christ, well, may we keep on walking, keep on following. So be blessed. And I will see you in the next episode, which will be the fourth installment. Peace.